Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been with you. We're glad to be back with you on the program. We are beginning something today on the podcast that I'm very excited about. We're going to have a several-part series coming up over the next few weeks on the podcast. Each of these episodes will be probably about 10 to 15 minutes in length, but it's going to be a four-part series. And as you saw in the title for this episode, we're calling this 20 Things I Want My Children to Know. 20 Things I Want My Children to Know. Obviously, we're not going to do 20 each time. We're going to divide this into four programs, do five each time, and hopefully this will encourage you. Parents, we always have things we want our children to know, but sometimes really just thinking it through leads us to teach them things that, while they may be important, are not the most important things. Or maybe I should say we spend more time thinking on things that, while they're important, are not the most important things. And so what I want to do is just dive right in just a moment. I've got a couple of quick disclaimers to give you before I begin my list, but just some 20 things I want to teach my children. But before we get to that list, again, a couple of disclaimers. Number one, I want you to remember this is my list. In other words, this is just for me and for my kids, but it's also only part of my list. There is no way I could share on a podcast, unless you wanted this to be, you know, like a 500-part series or something, everything that I want my children to know before they grow up and leave home, go to college, or go into the military, go into the workforce, get married, whatever it happens to be. But these are simply meant to be building blocks, things that I really want them to know. I'd like my son to know more about the history of baseball, for example, but he doesn't have any interest in really that many sports whatsoever. And that's okay, so long as he knows the things I'm going to share on these programs. But then also, I want to remind you that you need to have a list like this as well. It may not be one you actually write down like I have, but it's one that you have in your head. And the reason is really simple. It's because if these things are in your head constantly, they are orienting your decision-making process. When you think about how to spend your time, when you think about places to take your family or not take your family, or when you're going through those kinds of decisions, you're running those decisions through the lens of this particular list, these things you have in your mind. What you're really thinking is this helping me give to my children what I most want them to know? In other words, really what we're going to be talking about is all about priorities over these next several weeks. So what we're going to do is have 4 weeks. We'll have a program this week, obviously, that you're listening to. Then next Friday, then we'll take a week off. In fact, our entire website is going to be having a week off in the first part of June. And then we'll come back in the middle of June with the final two programs of this particular list, this four-part series. I hope this encourages you all the way through as we go through this list and makes you think what's most important to you, what are the things you most want to instill within your children. Here's my list, beginning with number one. Number one, I want my children to know God, and not just know about God. I think there's a major difference. I want them to know God and not just know about God. Have you ever noticed that, especially in the Old Testament, although it's true all throughout Scripture, but especially in the Old Testament, you ever notice how God continually told His people they needed to know Him? But that being true, how many of us exchange the idea of knowing facts about God for actually knowing God, or at least seeking to know God? Now, I understand that it starts with facts. We want our children to know about God. We want them to know the facts about God, that He is always present, that He is loving, that He is gracious, that He is all-knowing, that all-powerful, almighty, all those things. We want them to know those things, those facts. But it has to move beyond just facts. It has to move just beyond being able to recite some things about God. The God of the Bible desires a relationship with His people. I've heard my dad say many times that he believes maybe the most important concept found in Scripture is the concept of relationship. And God initiated that relationship in every way. Obviously, the most clear way that He initiated that relationship was on the cross of Jesus Christ and all the plan that culminated there in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. You know, God so loved the world that He gave, right? John chapter 3 and verse 16. But it's not all that God desires. That relationship is not all God desires until we reciprocate, until we seek Him as well. I want my children to have a healthy fear of God because He is a God of justice and wrath and all those things. But I also want them to know Him as their real, true, heavenly Father. But that won't happen unless I know God in that way as well, unless I'm willing to speak openly in front of my children about my faith and my trust in the Lord. I want them to know God. It takes a lifetime. They're not going to know Him fully by the time they're 18 or 21 or whatever it happens to be, but I want them to be well on that path, and I want them to know that that should be the desire of their heart, to know Him more and more every day. Yes, it begins with facts. I'm not trying to downplay that at all. So if you're teaching your kids facts about God, that's a great place to start, and don't ever forget that. But please speak openly to your children, in front of your children, around your children, about how you desire to know God, that He is your Father, and you want that relationship so very deeply with Him. So number one, that I want my children to know, I want them to know God, not just know about God. Number two, I want my children to know that I love their mother more than anyone else in this world. I remember several months ago now, our son, at that time he was age 8, said something like this: "We are a family, and we all love each other the same." As I remember, we were all riding in the car together, and hearing those words from him meant a whole lot. And they really touched my wife and I, but I took that as a teachable moment. And you may think this is cruel until I explain it. What I actually said to him was something like this. I said, "That's not actually true, son. I love you and your sister more than you can understand, but I love your mother even more." Now, I have to admit, when I said that, at first he was kind of upset. It kind of shocked him. And I'm not saying he was sad, but it confused him, made a little bit upset. But as we kept talking, he got it. And after that, I've actually heard him say something like that, something like, "Daddy loves Mommy more than anyone, but He sure loves us too." That's it. That's exactly it. That's the idea. Children need to know that Daddy loves Mommy more than anybody else in this world. And what's true, and not just in a biblical sense, but secular sense, science shows, different psychologists and psychiatrists show that children actually find security in that. Even if they can't fully understand it, they find security in knowing that Daddy loves Mommy more than anybody else. And by the way, the other way too, Mommy loves Daddy more than anybody else. I need to be willing to say the words, "I love you," to my wife in front of my kids. Not just tell her I love her when we're alone or on a date, but right in front of my kids, tell her that. I need to be, notice the word appropriately, but appropriately romantic in front of her. With her in front of the kids. So hold her hand, give her a peck on the cheek. I need to show my children that I'm a servant leader toward her in front of them. They need to see that demonstrated. That's setting them up for a secure childhood, but it's also setting them up for a proper home when they grow up, and Lord willing, when they find that wonderful person that they will marry one of these days. It's going to help them know more of what they are looking for in a true soulmate, someone who's truly going to be the one who loves them more than any other person in the world. So I want my children to know that I love their mother more than anyone else in this world. Oh, I love them, and we're going to talk about that in this series, of course, but nothing can touch my love for their mother, for my wife. Number three, I want my children to know what it means to have a servant's heart. I think most children are servants deep down within themselves, but it's easy for them to lose that over time. And we cater to them so much. And some of that's because we love them so much. We want to do so many things for them. And that's all well and good. But I want my kids to keep that servant's heart that I think children exemplify so often if we would just let them do so. Jesus said that He did not come to this earth to be served, you recall in Mark chapter 10, but to serve. Of course, Jesus then went on to say, and to give His life as a ransom for many. But how many of us have taken that concept that Jesus came to serve and really made it our own? If we want our children to be more like Jesus Christ, then we need to give them opportunities to be of service to others. And we need to do that often. It may be in the home, of course, but it also needs to be in several different places involved in the church, different areas around town, helping with grandparents, or whatever it happens to be. I think some of that starts with our children realizing that things like cleaning their room or picking up after themselves when they've been playing, that it's not just some chore that needs to be done, oh, that's part of it, but it's also a way they're serving the family. They're serving the family by helping us to have a peaceful and nice place to live. They're serving us because what if someone were to stop by just for a visit and now they've cleaned their room or they've cleaned that living room, and oh, how that helps us have a nice, pleasant place to have a conversation or just a time to talk and enjoy each other's company. But it goes beyond those things just around the house and those simpler things around the house. I think we need to provide opportunities to serve others as often as we can. Maybe it's helping an elderly neighbor. Maybe it's helping people walk into the church building on a rainy day. But again, that starts with us, parents. They need to see that Daddy doesn't just expect everyone to do everything for him, but that Daddy's out there helping and serving others whenever he can. And I know none of us can do everything, but we need to make sure there's those opportunities where they see us serving, but we also hold their little hand and say, all right, it's time for you to help now. It's time for you to carry those packages, or it's time for you to help that lady come in on a rainy day, or it's time for you to pick up that mess, even though you didn't make it. You need to clean that park up, son, because you're serving the community in that way. Whatever it happens to be, I want my children to know a servant's heart. We're talking about 20 things I want my children to know. This is part one of a four-part series. The first three that we've talked about so far in this week's episode is I want my children to know God and not just about God. I want my children to know that I love their mother more than anyone else in the world, even more than them. And I want my children to know a servant's heart. Two more on this week's program. Number four, I want my children to know the beauty of a Christian marriage. Now, it's at this point, obviously, I need to make sure you understand that a lot of the things we're going to hear, you're going to hear over these 20 things will overlap, some slightly and some quite a bit. This one's already been mentioned, obviously, in some ways, that I love their mother more than anyone else. But notice the way that I tried to word this. I want them to know the beauty of a Christian marriage. I don't want my kids to think they, quote-unquote, have to grow up and marry a Christian. Oh, I want them to grow up and marry a Christian, but not because it's just some kind of duty. I want them to see why this is such a beautiful thing that a child of God marries another child of God and lives in a Christian marriage. I want them to know why God designed marriage the way that He did, between male and female, as unpopular as that might be in our world. God designed it that way. I want them to see why God designed marriage to be a place where two people live in a covenant, as well as their faithful covenant with God. And when they do that, that it provides a glorious marriage, a wonderful home, not always perfect in every way, but a beautiful thing. But that means that I must be very, very careful about how I speak about my marriage, specifically about my spouse. If I'm running down my wife all the time, I'm always talking about the old ball and chain or other similar phrases, and by the way, it hurt my heart just to even say that, but if I'm saying those things even in jest, why would I ever expect my children to look forward to marriage? We need to remember that the Apostle Paul compared a marriage to the relationship between Christ and the church. Of course, I'm referring to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and following, a passage that if you study marriage very long, you're going to come into and study quite often. But that's a beautiful relationship between Christ and the church. So if I'm not showing the glory and the beauty of a Christian marriage, I'm really doing damage far beyond just harming what could be a future marriage, my son with a wife or my daughter with a husband. I could also be fraying the edges of faith that my children have in the relationship of Christ and His church. So I want them to know the beauty of a Christian marriage, God's design for it, but also why it is the greatest blessing that will help us go to heaven if we work at it. Number five, and the last we'll discuss on this week's program, I want my children to know that the Great Commission is for all Christians. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature, Jesus said. He also said, make disciples of all nations. You know, both of those accounts of the Great Commission, one found in Matthew chapter 28, the other found in Mark chapter 16, those are more than just good memory verses. They are what Christ expects of His church, for all Christians. Sadly, I think, and this is another program for another time, but I think sometimes we have so specialized Christianity that even many within the church think that so long as they belong to a congregation that supports a missionary or two, they're doing their part. Now, of course, we must be senders as well. We need to make sure that we give so that missionaries are supported, but Christ expects us to reach out to all people with the gospel. I want my children to know that they are to be God's ambassadors, wherever they may find themselves. It may be from playing with their friends in the yard, or it may be one of these days going on a mission trip on the other side of the world. I don't know what God has in store for my children. But that starts with me being willing to speak about my faith to neighbors, to co-workers, to people I play sports with, to anybody else. It means I don't talk about how strange it is that someone would give up a comfortable life to move to Africa or to India to be a missionary. Instead, in front of my children, I lift those people up, and I praise them for their dedication. And I tell my children, that doesn't mean mommy and daddy are going to move to Africa or to India, but we need to honor those who do. And one way we honor them is by sharing the message of people we know right where we are. And so, sometimes we have people over for a Bible study. Or sometimes we go visit someone in the neighborhood who's new and we invite them to church. We still, from time to time, take flyers around to invite people to Vacation Bible School or to a gospel meeting. And even though it may be that no one comes, I want my children to see that the Great Commission is for all of us. It's for every one of us. That may sound like a sermon, and it is, but that starts when our children are small, making sure they see that the Great Commission is for all Christians, not just for some specialized group or some trained group. It's for each one of us. Now, as I said at the beginning, this is my list, and I hope it encourages you to begin your own list. This is 5 out of 20. This is just the first quarter of our list of 20 things, my list, of 20 things I want my children to know. I want them to know God, not just about God. I want them to know that I love their mother more than anyone else in this world. I want them to know and to have a servant's heart. I want them to know the beauty of a Christian marriage, and I want them to know that the Great Commission is for all Christians. Lord willing, we'll be back with you next Friday on the program, and we'll continue this study, this list, as we think about numbers 6 through 10 of things that I want my children to know. I hope this has encouraged you, and I hope you don't just take this and take this list and make it one that you just take word for word and just republish it as your own. I want you to make your own list. What are some things that you would like your children to know? This is the 55th episode, almost the 55th, the 55th episode of A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. And I hope you'll join us for episode 56, which will be released next week. Then we'll skip a week, and then we'll release episodes 57 and 58 in consecutive weeks in the month of June as we continue this list of 20 things I want my children to know. I hope this has encouraged you, and until next week, remember, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.